Now, new data protection law comes into force this morning after weeks of emails from companies demanding consent in the name of GDPR. The EU regulation is meant to give us more control over our personal data. But the real test, of course, will be in whether companies comply and, of course, whether member states can hold them to account. In the UK, that job is being done by the Information Commissioner's Office. Their head of communications, Robert Parker, joins me now. Robert, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining me on the programme today.
Good morning.
Let's kick off. So the ICO's helpline has been so inundated with calls this week. It's been giving the disconnected number tone. I know your office is aware of this, but are you unprepared for GDPR coming in?
No, we have had intermittent problems with the website due to the unprecedented demand, and we'd very much like to apologise for that. We have been helping and supporting many organisations over the past 6 weeks to prepare for GDPR, and I think very many are. This is an evolution for data protection, and many organisations have been doing data protection very well since 1985 or since. But this is an evolution. The ICO is here to help and support, and we absolutely have been doing that.
But is this level of inquiries with the new regulations coming in, is it more than was planned for?
I think we clearly anticipated, and we set up our resources and our support. The point is, though, it's not about today. The ICO will be here next week, next month, next year to support organisations, to support individuals with all issues and all matters to do with the new legislation.
But this is the issue, isn't it? That I've been speaking to companies, to charities, to groups across the country who are worried about what GDPR will mean for them. And also, judging from the emails I've been getting into my inbox, there's not a universal understanding of just what the regulations actually entail. Now, if the helpline which the ICO's website has been pushing people to is so inundated now that people can't even get through to a voicemail, what's actually going to happen next week when things ramp up?
Well, I think the things ramped up yesterday and probably today. I think we'll probably see it regulate somewhat over the next few days. I think we need to look at this from the individual. These laws, these changes to data protection have been brought in to modernise data protection for the digital era. It's about the individual. It's about the individual rights. It's about how organisations look after our personal information. That's the fundamental point about this law. And I think most organisations appreciate that. Most organisations are using personal data in more and different ways than they ever have. So it's natural and it's right that regulation keeps up with that. And that's what the GDPR is about. It's about protecting individuals' rights about their personal information. People care about their personal information. It's right that there's laws to back that up. And I think that's where we are. And I think you'll see over the next few weeks, things will settle down, both for organisations and for individuals. And the ICO is here to help and support throughout.
I think you are absolutely correct. I think the main issue that the GDPR was meant to deal with wasn't consent for newsletters. It was about our personal data. And I think most people would agree that it's not the small companies that are really the danger here. It's the big giants, the likes of Facebook, of Google, of Apple, of Amazon, what they're doing with our personal data and how regulators on an individual state level can actually hold them to account. I mean, is the ICO actually going to be able to protect us from those companies?
Well, I think one of the significant changes is the powers that the ICO has. We now have the power to fine organisations up to 4% of their global turnover, which could amount up to £17 million in certain circumstances. We've said all along we're a proportionate regulator. If you look at our track record of fines, we've been reasonable, we've been proportionate. But those fines are there, and I think those large organisations, if there are any who choose to be negligent and irresponsible with their customers' information, their service users' information, then those fines, I think, will act as quite a deterrent and quite a motivation to sort things out and protect their customers' personal information.
Now, you say a deterrent to those companies. Even just this week, we saw their boss of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, in front of the members of the European Parliament. Not a stellar showing for the MEPs, but also for Zuckerberg, as far as I could tell. But particularly in things which I would say were most worrying, things like the holding of shadow data, as it's known, the accounts of users who, or rather, the accounts of people who aren't Facebook users by the system. He refused to answer those questions at all. Do you think that the ICO will actually be able to succeed against these companies where enormous governments, the US Congress, the European Parliament, have failed?
Well, you know, time will tell. It certainly seems to me, from what I observe, that the large tech companies are certainly taking the changes being brought about through GDPR very seriously. But ultimately,
could you give me an example of that?
But I can assure listeners and anyone today that the ICO will absolutely be on the case. We'll be looking at this, and if necessary, using all the tools that we have to enforce.
Robert, you say those big social media companies are complying with GDPR. Could you give me some insight?
I said time will tell whether they're complying with GDPR. It only starts today. We're going to judge people by what they do, not by they say. That said, there has been some advertising by a number of the large tech making commitments, making statements, which are certainly positive, and we certainly welcome them. But clearly they're not enough. Words, adverts are not enough. It's what people do. It's the trust and confidence that they engender in their customers that really counts. Customers will determine this, and we certainly hope that if customers aren't getting the service that they want from the organizations they do business with in this area of how they look after their personal data, they'll take their business somewhere else. And I think that will happen. It is happening to some extent. But I certainly think in the future that how an organization looks after your personal data will be a reason why people take their business elsewhere. And that's got to be a good thing.
But Robert, I mean, that's all very well with a small company which is doing the business which many others are doing. But let's be honest, the big social media companies are as close to a monopoly as really makes no odds. I mean, you know, how can people take their business
elsewhere?
That's
interesting. That is interesting. I've got two teenage boys myself, and perhaps it's because it's my household and we talk about it more than most. But they are concerned about this. And if there was an alternative, and I think there are some social media platforms that do say more and perhaps do more, then I think they will. Young people, any of us, will take our business to those organizations who are doing it right, who are looking after our personal information. If not now, then I absolutely think that that will be the way it works out in the future.
Finally, Robert, so speaking earlier in the week to the Direct Marketing Association for this programme, they told me that companies they were talking to still weren't compliant with the Data Protection Act of 1998. That's 20 years ago. What is going to be different about the ICO's approach which makes people compliant with GDPR?
Well, I'd go back to my last answer. I think, yes, the ICO is a regulator and we can do so much. But if your customers, if your service users are demanding that you look after their personal information in better ways, in transparent ways, because that's a key part of GDPR, isn't it? Accountability. Not only do organizations have to look after our personal information, that's small businesses, members of the DMA and others, but they have to tell us how they're doing it. The privacy notices that they write, the ways they explain what they're doing with our personal information, have to be clear and be able to be understood, not buried on page 94 and run to 100 pages. So in those ways, they will get the trust and confidence of their customers. So yes, the regulator is there as a backstop, but I truly believe that it will be those organizations who do this right that will survive, and therefore gives them a pretty good reason for doing it right.
And as I say, the helpline for the ICO has been down every time I've been calling this week with various queries. Will that be, well, if that is the case, if companies do have queries and if individuals do have problems with companies and they can't get through to the ICO, is this all for nothing?
No, I would certainly apologise to those organisations, those individuals who haven't been able to get through. We're working flat out to improve that situation, and I'm sure we will. I'm sure you and organisations will be able to get through to our helpline this week. There are a number of ways you can engage us in writing. There's a lot of information on our website. You know, organisations can self-serve. I appreciate it's nice to talk to a voice, another person, but there is lots of self-help available on the ICO's website where people can assess what they need to do, because many organizations are very different, so what they need to do is therefore different, and I think our website can help with that in a flexible way. So, yes, there have been issues and challenges the last couple of days. We think they're going to be fixed. We're very confident they're going to be fixed, and things will settle down in the days and weeks ahead. The ICO isn't going anywhere. That helpline, the ICO website, will be available for many weeks and months and years to come.